Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
IBM pairs up with another car maker for connected car services.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. An emerging market for car makers is connected car services, which would use data to connect vehicle owners with outside service providers such as insurers, gas stations, and repair shops. IBM says it's partnering with BMW to provide drivers with customized services based on real-time vehicle performance. Joining us to explain this is Wall Street Journal senior reporter Chester Dawson, who joins us from Detroit. So, Chester, IBM is working with car makers by offering a cloud computing platform, kind of like huge computer servers holding a lot of data. How would car makers, specifically BMW, use it?
Well, basically, this data is being generated by vehicles. And what's happening is that IBM is offering a service to kind of gather that data and essentially allow BMW to market it to third parties. Such as insurers or maybe repair shops. And the idea is that it would be customized so that, you know, if your brake pads are say, wearing thin and the car detects that, it would relay that information to repair shops who might, you know, offer a discount on the service or perhaps an insurance company that, based on your driving profile, might offer you a discounted rate for your auto policy.
So what exactly would be in IBM's cloud?
It would be the data generated by millions of vehicles, but specific to an individual vehicle. For example, if you're a careful driver and you obey the speed limits and that type of thing, the vehicle would detect that and be able to relay that to an insurer and provide you a break when you renew your policy. Or if you're, say, ready for an oil change, you know, the car can detect that as it would do normally. The current generation of cars, you know, have that diagnostic information. It's just a way to tap that and then essentially export the data and market it to other companies who might want to provide services to a car owner.
All right. This is another revenue stream for car makers who are looking at flattening sales, right?
Exactly. As vehicles get more technologically complex, it offers Detroit and other automakers a way to essentially tap their vehicles for extra revenue streams by, you know, using the data that the cars generate. As the cars become more connected, there's going to be increasing opportunities to use the data generated as a sales tool that goes well beyond the metal bending that automakers are typically associated with.
Would this benefit drivers as much as it would automakers?
It could. It could make life easier. For example, you know, theoretically, if you're driving by a Starbucks, it could let you know, how long the lines are and, you know, what's on the menu. Essentially, drivers will have to opt in because they ultimately are the owners of their own data. But car makers are going to try to encourage that so that they can, you know, access that data and market it. It may turn out to be a double-edged sword. You may get offers for things you don't have an interest in. On the other hand, it could make you aware of something that your vehicle is in need of faster than a annual auto inspection.
I'm speaking with Chester Dawson of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Chester, you write that this is starting up in Europe this fall. What about plans for connected car services concerning BMW? What about plans for the U.S.?
Well, BMW says it plans to expand geographically. Obviously, it's headquartered in Europe, and that's where it's starting first. But it's not the only automaker. Most automakers have some plans for connected vehicles. And even when they don't, there's ways that car owners can kind of connect themselves using dongles and other devices that tap into the vehicle diagnostics. Many insurers already work with individual car owners to monitor their car diagnostics through these devices. But what's happening is that now automakers are kind of installing this right in the factory so that it's available for new car buyers. GM has its OnStar, and that's basically for roadside service, but that's the way that it plans to expand these other services. And most automakers have some plans for linking into what's increasingly called the Internet of Things all around cars.
Well, IBM has a similar deal with GM, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. They struck a deal about a year ago. We really haven't seen a whole lot. And the deal that it struck, and by the way, it's one that IBM has struck with several other automakers as well since then, is to somehow use that data with artificial intelligence in the cloud to help improve a driver's road experience. But that kind of remains to be seen exactly what's going to come of that. This is a little more practical dollars and cents solution designed essentially as a marketing tool, this latest partnership between IBM and BMW.
And speaking of dollars and cents, I suppose it's still too early to calculate what the added expense would be to car drivers.
Yeah, I think the thought in the industry, and there are many, many companies that are thinking creatively about how to tap into this data, but the idea is to minimize the expense to the driver. Of course, if you're not paying for something, then you probably are giving something, and in this case, it's your data. So there's a lot of demand out there on the part of insurers or repair chains and other part suppliers to know who's in need of certain parts or services. So that side of the equation is probably going to minimize the cost for the driver. However, you may be annoyed by certain marketing. The automakers, however, say that they're going to allow drivers to opt in or opt out.
From Detroit, Wall Street Journal senior reporter Chester Dawson. Chester, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Ambition comes with earbuds. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.